This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
How are you this afternoon, Jan?
I'm very well, thanks. It sounds like you've had a full day.
It's all my own fault. Dug the hole and jumped right into it. Jan, I'm going to sit back and I'm going to listen to you, and you hopefully are going to take us through some of the most interesting stories on your website this week.
Sure thing. So the first one is I'm obviously going to self-promote. I wrote an epic article, 3,000 words plus. The latest installment in the Great African IP Address Heist. We've spoken about this on the show before. It's a situation I've been following for over a year now, together with an investigator in the United States called Ron Gilmet. And so the bottom line is that this time around, I got information from an industry source about the ownership, who paid for certain lookalike domains. Now, domains are those URLs you type into your address bar, right? So google.com, mybroadband.co.za, highfm.co.za, whatever you type it, that's a domain. Now, this part of this heist, one of the things that we noticed while we were investigating these millions and millions of rands of essentially internet land that had been misappropriated, is that there were very shady looking domains attached to some of these IP addresses. This internet land. I'm going to call them IP addresses from around. That's the technically correct term. Domains like knock-is.co.za, which is meant to look like Internet Solutions. Internet Solutions is IS. .co.za, yeah. Or knock-nampac.co.za, which is meant to look like NAMPAC, or even sa-mtnbusiness.co.za. It looked incredibly suspicious, and so we went digging and we found out that more than a dozen of these domains, and in fact all of the domains attached to the IP address blocks we were investigating, and just like more than a dozen domains were owned by the same guy. And in fact, the two different guys were linked to these domains. The one is a Dutch national called Michael Eurlings, and the other one is Elad Cohen, who operates a ISP out of which is registered with an address in Israel. Mm-hmm. And we've spoken about Elad Cohen before, but Michael Eurlings, the Dutch national, we haven't spoken about before. But the bottom line is that this is sort of, the missing piece of evidence to incontrovertibly show that these two individuals had registered these incredibly shady looking domains, attached them to these IP addresses, and for who knows what reason, right? So like, we unfortunately don't have the smoking gun evidence to say that these two individuals stole these IP addresses, but the circumstantial evidence is certainly starting to weigh against them. And their lack of willingness to actually comment and provide evidence to the contrary is pointing against them as well. But, hopefully, I'll be able to come on the show soon and tell you that all of these, stolen IP address blocks have been returned to their rightful owners. Perhaps bring, Michael Eurlings and Elad Cohen's side of the story if there is one. But as things stand now, what we're seeing is that a tidy chunk of these IP addresses have already been reclaimed by their rightful owners. Like Liquid Telecom has taken ownership of a block that was once registered to Transtel. I don't know who remembers them. A huge one that's still outstanding is a block of IP addresses worth over 100 million rand that we think rightfully belongs to CETA. And we just can't get CETA to take the time to establish once and for all whether indeed it is the rightful owner of these IP addresses. It's been incredibly dismissive of our requests. And so hopefully, these mounting reports on this subject will light a fire under them.
And, yeah, if you can maybe very quickly in 1 minute address the issue that, the SABC TV license is an absolute mess. And this figure is astounding. Only 24% of South Africans are paying TV licenses. Can that be right?
Yeah, so it's even worse than that because the SABC has published its annual report for the 2019-2020 financial year, and this is the figure that came out of it. It's reported a net loss of 5 million. And all of the South Africans out there, and I know many who should have TV licenses, but they don't. They use, you know, mom or grandma's or, you know, another family member or a friend's TV license to go and buy a TV or just, you know, work their way around it. They buy really big monitors or whatever the case might be, to avoid paying a TV license. So on top of the documented non-compliance, there's a whole host of people should be paying their TV licenses that just don't. So it's even worse than 24%. Yeah. It's much lower than that.
Jan van Meulen, thank you so very much for your input this afternoon. Fascinating, absolutely fascinating.
Big pleasure, and have a great evening.